This is Here and Now. There are some musicians who just make you smile. For the last 40 years, there's a singer-songwriter who's been playing major festivals and small coffee houses. He beams from the stage, and the audience beams back. For Jonathan Edwards, it all began with this song.
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone and tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. So that's who this guy is.
He shakes out every last note. Jonathan Edwards, that's who this guy is. And anybody who was listening to the radio around 1971 knows that that was a huge hit at the time. Jonathan Edwards, thank you so much for coming in to speak to us on Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me, Lisa.
So how has that defined you? And I wonder, in terms of that sound, how this has set you on the trajectory to where you are now.
Well, it's always nice to come out of the box with a hit on the,
yeah,
on the radio.
Sure. Right. And it was a huge hit.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, you got a gold record for that, right?
Yeah, gold record. And I loved that whole experience, but I was trying to keep it at arm's length of having a hit on the radio, because all my friends, you know, were still struggling and still starving. And I suddenly got plucked out of this nest, and I didn't want to change. I was very happy with my life at the time, and, you know, I was doing 250 shows a year and loving life.
And I like the stories about you going into college dorms. It's kind of like pop-up concerts. You know, you'd go into the dormitory and just start playing.
Yeah.
You weren't getting paid.
No. I just drive onto campus in my 52 Pontiac and look for a fraternity house or a student union or a cafeteria even, and just look for a wall outlet, plug in my microphone and speakers and play until they figured out that I really wasn't authorized to be there.
What kind of songs would you play then?
Sunshine, Everybody Knows Her, you know, Honky Tonk Stardust Cowboy, Emma, Sometimes in the Morning, all those songs from the first album and second album.
Do you want to give us a little sample of one of them?
Sure.
The first time I saw Emma, she was above me in a dream. Throwed her arms around me, and off we flew, it seemed, like an airplane, moving up and down through the country town, passing o'er the city so slowly.
You know, remarkable how you sound so similar to what I remember in those days. Do you think that your style has changed?
I believe so. I think I'm listening far more accurately and more deeply than I ever did before to what I'm doing. Back then, I didn't think about it. I didn't think about how I was articulating each syllable. I didn't think about that at all, which was magic in itself. But I've discovered that I really enjoy the discipline of being in tune and being in the groove and being in the moment. And that all comes from practice.
And so what do you get when you say you listen to the audience, you listen to the room? You know, you're talking to a lot of audience members and potential audience members right now. What do you listen for in us?
I listen for your enthusiasm, for your return of the energy I'm putting out. You know, it's a give and take so clearly to me now, and it wasn't before.
And it matters more now than it did before.
It does matter, and I'm digging deeper than I ever did, and I dug deep for all these years. I mean, I dug deep on stage. I didn't leave a thing out there. I took it all out there every night. And I feel like I still do. And people respond to that so viscerally.
Is that exhausting or exhilarating?
Yes, it certainly is.
give us one of your favorite songs to play before an audience.
Wow.
Look at those hands, they're a baby's hands, dimpled and fat like a pillow. May they grow up to be strong as an oak and as graceful as a willow. Little hands, what are you gonna do to
Today you belong to a baby. Tomorrow you'll belong to a lady.
So this gets to a deeply personal story of yours. And I wonder if you can talk about your mom, your mom's, and your daughter and your daughter's.
Sure. Yeah. I was adopted at the age of 9 months by a lovely couple who did the best they could with what they had. I was the only child with them.
This is in Minnesota.
Yes, in Minnesota. Then we moved to Virginia because my dad, my adopted dad, was in the government. He was an FBI agent, and he was, you know, all these crazy things that were so opposite of who I was and turned out to be. But I always wondered about my birth people, my mother and father, and if I had any siblings. I felt like I did. Certain things stuck out to me as a child that I felt an affinity for, such as music, farming, gardening, all these things that my adoptive parents had nothing to do with. And when I was 40, I was successful in my attempt to find my actual birth mother. And it took hiring a private detective, then it took going to the Library of Congress and looking up birth records and all that stuff, and it took a long time. But I finally found Mom, and she told me about all my... I had three sisters and a brother, all halves. And they jumped in a car. They were in Minnesota. I was in Virginia. They jumped in a car, my mother and three sisters, and drove out to Virginia to meet me. And
what was that like?
No, it was just unbelievably incredible. I was just moved into a new house, and there was no furniture. So we sat all around on the floor, leaned against the wall, and just sat in a circle, and each of us told our life story.
What did you learn from her?
Oh, I learned from her every day. I learned from her who I am. I learned from her who she was and what she went through to be compelled to offer a child up for adoption out of her already started family.
What did you ask her?
I ask her all the time, you know, tell me about your life then, you know, and she's trying to forget it, of course, because it wasn't easy. It was difficult. It was hugely traumatic for her to give up a child. I always kid, I don't know if I could keep a goldfish for 9 months and give it up, never mind a child. And then I found my father's children as well, and I've got brothers on that side of the family, too.
Instant mega family.
Yeah, and it's been an epiphany of the highest degree.
And they probably knew your music.
Yeah, my sisters on my mother's side had a singing group, and they did Sunshine sometimes in their shows.
You're kidding.
Not knowing,
that you were the Sunshine Man.
No.
And their brother.
No.
So, fast forward.
Yes. In college, my girlfriend and I became pregnant, and we had no idea what to do with a child, and we offered our daughter up for adoption. And when she was 22, her name is Brenda, and when she was 22, she decided she would look us up. We always kept our names in her file if she ever wanted to. And sure enough, she decided, hey, I'm 22 years old, let's see what's going on. And she looked us up, and she's been in our lives so beautifully ever since.
And where was she?
She was in California.
California. And you have another daughter as well.
Yes, my daughter from my first marriage, Grace.
So do you feel resolved now? Like, is it still this hole in your stomach?
No. I feel very lucky to be a part of both my mother's life, and she a part of mine now, and my daughter's life as well. I mean, the circle has, you know, been unbroken. It's whole again now.
Final question is, what's your birth mom say about your music? She's 95 now?
Yeah, she's 95, it'll be 96 next month, and she of course, loves me and is crazy about me and so happy that we're reunited. And this song, Tomorrow's Child, the title song of my new album, is I think about her when I sing this song, because it's the last line is, we all become children in the end, and she's getting on in years, and I'm seeing signs of that, and it's really, really touching and you know, heartbreaking at the same time.
Jonathan Edwards, thank you.
Thank you.
This is for your mom.
Days pass like a moving river, always faster than you think. And just below the misty surface. If you try and stop time, you will sink. And I only have you for a little while. I run my fingers through your hair and you smile. I may not be there when you get to where you're going. I plant the seed but may not see the tree done growing. Still, as long as there's a blue yonder, and the yonder is forever wild, I will always have faith in tomorrow's child.
Jonathan Edwards' new album is called Tomorrow's Child. Edwards is on the road again. On Saturday, he plays with a seldom seen at the Birchmere in Alexandria, Virginia. Then he heads out to Oregon for the Timberline Mountain Music Festival.